Hello everyone, it's Steve here. Thank you all very much for listening, subscribing, downloading and recommending this podcast to others. As always, I'm very grateful to you. It's very kind of you. I started this podcast yesterday after having very, very sunny and very hot weather. The weather was a bit overcast yesterday, although the sun did come out in the evening. But overnight, it poured with rain, so the washing I had on the line became soaking wet. It was still raining earlier this morning, but has stopped now, and it looks like the sun might be coming out soon. It's not cold, though. There you go, that's the weather report for London on the 29th of June, although you won't hear this till the 30th. So it'll be history then. So, for this week's topic, I thought of this. I was looking at some old photos the other day, and they included photos of me and my siblings and our first class in school, the very first day at school. So I'm thinking of first days in places. Yes, you're right, some of those photographs were in black and white. It made me think of the experience of first days somewhere, either your first days at school, at work, or on a course. Every time you change class or a job, you have a first day. Somewhere, anyway. Within your job, you might change departments, and so the first day starts all over again. My experience of my first day at school is not something that I remember that much, although I remember one or two specific things about that time. I don't know why they've stuck in my memory, but they just have. When I first started school, you went straight into the first year of the infants. There wasn't any nursery or any reception classes then. I started in January. I was 4 years old, and it was about a month away from my fifth birthday. I was looking quite forward to my first day at school. I knew who my teacher was going to be, as someone who had started school before me had also had her as a teacher. She was a rather large lady, and the children had quite an unkind nickname for her. I'm not going to repeat it, as it's not nice. It would seem that some children become very unkind at a very early age. Looking at the first year school photos, the teachers, my siblings and I, do seem quite similar in looks and physique. There is almost a 10-year gap between me and my youngest sibling, so I can't say it's a fashion thing. The teachers all look warm, friendly, and smile a lot. Not all my infant school teachers seemed like that. Some seemed permanently angry and shouted a lot at the children. I was never motivated by teachers or bosses that shouted. In fact, it meant that I didn't want to approach them when I might have had something, a valid question or something important today. It discouraged me. Back to my first day at school. I played with toy farm animals, played with water and with sand. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. As my mum finished reading me my bedtime story that night and tucked me in, I told her it was the best day I'd ever had in my life, which I'm sure both my parents were pleased to know, pleased to hear about. However, on my second day at school, we had to do writing and counting. You know, actual work, actual learning, actual education. I think it was a bit of a shock to everyone's system. Well, the children at least. That evening, after my bedtime story, I told my mum that I didn't want to go to school the next day, and I imagine I cried and was probably quite tearful. I'm sure my mum offered some comforting advice as to the next day, because on the second day, I did go to school. I think we went to the book corner that day and did some reading. I could read a little before starting school, probably encouraged by my parents. My mum used to take all of us children to the local public library from a very young age. She wasn't always pleased with my choice of books because I had a fascination with the author Dr. Seuss. You might know he wrote The Cat in the Hat, The Grinch That Stole Christmas, Green Eggs and Ham, etc. I really like those books. I think I like the rhythm of the words. I was also introduced to classic English novels. I would imagine that's through my mum's encouragement, such as Black Beauty, Oliver Twist, Robinson Crusoe and Treasure Island, to name but a few. My favourite book was one that dealt with the legends of King Arthur and his Round Table and Robin Hood and his Merry Men. As usual here, I'm digressing from the point, but it's all connected. I said it was the second day we went to the reading corner. I think that might have been the third day. It seems to have we had a nice relaxing day, then a relaxing day, working day. It was a long time ago, so I can't be entirely accurate. The first day in junior school was okay, as by then you're 7 years old and hopefully maturing a little bit. First day in secondary school is a little more difficult, as the school is bigger and there are many, many more children than in your previous school. Also, in the last year of primary school, you are among the oldest and the most experienced pupils there. The younger children look up to you, or perhaps they may be a little bit scared of you. In secondary school, in the first year at least, it's a bit like that game Snakes and Ladders. You were at the top in junior school at the end of primary school. Now you've gone all the way back down the snake, to the bottom again, and started again. You've gone back to the beginning again. You're a very small fish in a very big pond, and a much larger pond than your junior school. In those days, in secondary school, teachers would refer to you by your surname or your family name, rather than your first name, as they perhaps did in primary school. There are a lot more shouty male teachers as well, and they seem to be permanently angry. In my first year, I remember being shouted at quite a lot, and not for anything particularly serious either. As a teacher, years later, I'm always very conscious of the students on their first day of the course or the first day of term. There's a lot of information that has to be given out, and a lot that has to be processed by them, and it's not in their first language. There are the do's and the don'ts, the health and safety rules, the explanations of assignments and timetables. At least now, the timetables are printed out for them. In my secondary school, every year we had to copy the timetable from the blackboard onto a paper template that had been given to us. I think as a teacher, I was always very welcoming to a new member of staff on the team, telling them to please ask me any questions or to request help if they needed it, or if they wanted to know where to look for resources for lessons. In one school, most people sent new staff to me if they wanted to know where resources are. This would include staff that had been in the school a lot longer than me. It's always happy to help, and I think that's one good thing about being a teacher. You are helping people, and that's a thing that I like to do. Well, That was about first days. Perhaps you remember your first day at school or nursery at work, or your first day on a course meeting your classmates, and perhaps you were nervous or afterwards realised you made such good friends. Well, that's all for today. But before I go, I'll just mention I've just received a letter from Companies House congratulating me on being appointed as a director of a company. This company I've never heard of, and it's completely news to me. It's quite obviously a fraud. I shall talk more about that next time. See, you're going to want to tune in next time now, aren't you? Until then, thank you everyone very much. Thank you very much everyone everywhere for listening, downloading, subscribing and recommending this podcast. I'm very grateful about that. Until next time, stay safe and well, take care, look after yourself, and have a good weekend. Bye-bye.